Yeah, talking about Tecovas. Love Tecovas boots. Some of my favorites here. This upcoming concert season will be all about the boots, and Tecovas is your stop for the best in Western style. Tecovas has seasonal and limited edition offerings this spring and summer, including men's and women's boots, apparel, hats, bags, and more. All Tecovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition with timeless styles that are always on trend. And Tecovas has first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. It's hard to find this level of comfort paired with this level of style. Stop by your local Tecovas store today, have a complimentary drink or two, and shop new styles. The smell of fresh leather and a friendly staff are at your service. Many stores even have leather custom branding to make your boots truly personalized. And with regular live music and events, there's no in-store experience like it. If you can't make it out to a store, visit Tecovas.com. That's Tecovas.com. They offer free shipping on all boots, as well as free returns and exchanges. And they ship right to your door. Go to Tecovas.com and find your new favorite pair of boots today. Yeah, talking about LiquidIV.com, promo code Nooners at checkout. You see us drinking it on the show every single day. Where would we be, Japes, without Liquid IV in our lives?
Dehydrated. We'd have headaches. We'd be tired, exhausted.
Yep.
Not be able to get through the day, get through work. We'd be sick all the time.
I'd be hungover.
Hangover.
Every single day. Love the Liquid IV. Liquid IV hydrates you with benefits like electrolytes, essential vitamins, and clinically tested nutrients with three times the electrolytes of the leading sports drinks out there, plus eight vitamins and nutrients in a single stick. It's clear why Liquid IV is the number one powdered hydration brand in America. It's just a little tiny stick full of powder. Pop it in 16 ounces of water. You're good to go. What you reckon, Jabes? Double or triple hydrated?
I would say double.
Whoa, I'd say triple.
What?
Nay. I'll say triple today. Huge fan of Liquid IV. Turn your ordinary water into extraordinary hydration. With Liquid IV, get 20% off your first order of Liquid IV when you go to liquidiv.com and use the code Nooners at checkout. That's 20% off your first order when you shop better hydration today using promo code Nooners at liquidiv.com. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Ross Patterson Revolution! Brought to you by GhostBed.com! Oh, JBs!
Word up! Ruben got beat.
He got beat.
Yeah.
He got beat. I got reborn, and he got beat today in the chat. Yep. Ruben Schneider is usually first inside of our chat room on this lovely show we call Ross Patterson Revolution. He got beat today by Kevin Federlikes, which I'm a huge fan of that username.
Yeah.
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 Ruben's slipping, dude.
I know, dude.
He's slipping.
Yeah.
And I want to say this is two out of the last five he's lost.
And I don't want to say disappointed, you know?
Sure. You never
that's
do.
Strong.
You never do.
It's a strong word.
Sure is.
To say.
Sure. Strong word. Disappointment.
But,
But you're disappointed.
I'm sad. Disappointed.
Hope. Hope is a beautiful thing.
We're mourning.
Yeah, we are. We are. Sorry, Rubes. We have taken down our pants and we have shit on Aaron Rodgers multiple times on this show. And the other show. All of our shows, we have shit on Aaron Rodgers.
I'd like to say I haven't.
Well, yet.
I've always...
If you had the opportunity, let's say him and Aubrey Marcus... Yeah. But let's say him and Aubrey Marcus were like, hey, we're going on a hiking trip and we're doing some sexual stuff. I'm going to need you to take a shit on me.
Uh-huh.
Yes or no?
No.
Okay.
I wouldn't go.
But what if you had to use the bathroom? In that moment, Jesse, I'm just asking. From one lover to another.
No, I'm not getting into... I know this is a thing you're trying to do on all your shows where you you get people to say that they're going to shit on people.
No, I do not.
Yeah, you did.
I do not
you just
do that.
Did on,
I never do that, Jesse.
On, is it Allie Ray?
If it comes up, it comes up. In a natural conversation, the problem is most of our natural conversation involves pooping on people. And it does. And I'm sorry.
Yeah. So that wasn't natural either. Because I was
natural.
Just talking about how I found Aaron Rodgers attractive. And I always have. To which you said.
Is it because he'd be mean to you?
Because of what?
Is it because he looks like he'd be mean to you?
Is he mean? I don't think
he'd be like
that's...
indifferent to you. Like you'd feel worthless. He wouldn't like spit in your face.
No. He wouldn't spit in my face. But he... he has turned into an Ojai boy. So he feels very California, Northern California. He feels
right.
very comfortable to me
right.
now
right.
that he's like not taking the vax, right? Growing the hair out, yeah. doing all these things. Like now he feels like home.
Okay.
And no, I'm not going to shit on anybody.
All right.
Ever.
All right, look, hey,
okay?
I'm just asking.
I watch all types of porn and that... is not one of them.
Put a single on Bob. They're doing Bob dirty today. Bob is white.
Oh, wow.
And that is, he is, I mean, they're blasting him out there today.
What I like is that he doesn't care.
I don't
like
care.
There's a,
I'm
there's
a white
a,
man.
There's a confidence. Yeah. There we go. There we go. This is the whole rest of the show. Yeah. Just this.
This is the way Aaron Rodgers is walking in this video that we're going to show is
yep.
the way I feel about my skin tone every day.
God damn it.
Giorgio,
that's some confidence,
look at
isn't
what
it?
He did.
It's
he
some
went,
fucking confidence.
What are you on, like 1200 on
yeah.
ISO?
You just white balance on me.
Just put a fucking full Keno right
oh,
on him.
Ooh.
See what
ooh,
happens.
Yeah.
Oof, Bob, my God.
Those blue eyes,
nope,
though.
No.
Dude, but
Bob's an attractive man, and you're making him, you're dirty. And you're doing Bob dirty today. You're doing
yeah.
Bob dirty.
Yeah.
Don't care.
But as much as we have
don't
shit
care. Now
on.
He's red.
Yeah, now he's red. As much as we have shit on Aaron Rodgers. You do one cool thing on the internet,
sure.
and all of that washes away. So yesterday mm-hmm. on Drinkin' Bros Sports, on the recap show, I believe we called him a loser maybe 15, 20 different times.
Okay.
He'll never win another championship. He only cares about himself,
oh,
everything
sure.
else,
speak
blah,
for
blah,
yourself,
blah, blah.
Yeah.
Exactly. I'll speak for Dan and I, Holloway.
Okay.
Dan and I, Holloway, and I. And then he does something like this today. This is how he showed up. At training camp for the Green Bay Packers today. And I've forgotten about everything I said yesterday. I want to apologize for all of it. You win. I'm all in. And this made me excited for football season. Mm-hmm. Matter of fact, the NFL should buy this video as an NFT or whatever the fuck they're doing and just play this as the opening trailer for Welcome to Football. Let's play this right now. I mean, look at that.
Now, there was sound.
So
yeah, there was sound. The somebody has muted it on Twitter. But that is Nick Cage from Con Air, a.k.a. Cameron Poe. And that's how he showed up at training camp today. Looks great, by the way. Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
Whatever the fuck he's doing with Aubrey Marcus out in the woods, good on him, dude. That's the best he's ever looked, I think.
He's doing the same thing everybody does with Aubrey Marcus out in the woods.
Which is what?
I mean, we don't talk about it, but it's just like a known, it's sort of a known thing. It's an open secret. It's an open secret.
Okay.
Multiple variations of swinging.
Yeah.
yeah.
Steel maces, wives.
Damn it, man.
Holes are holes, right?
You got to give it to him. I mean, this is a fucking championship move.
I
woke up to this on, I think it was Pat McAfee's Twitter this morning. Follow Pat McAfee. I thought, because Aaron Rodgers is on his show all the time, that maybe he just did this for McAfee's show or whatever. I was like, oh, no. He did this for training camp for the Green Bay Packers. I was already excited about football season. Now I'm all in.
Right.
And it's because of this. And Aaron Rodgers, I apologize. I don't actually care if you win another Super Bowl the rest of your life because you did this video. And this is probably all we'll remember you for. I don't even know if I'm going to remember the only Super Bowl win he has. This is it now.
Right. I could see him because he's so good. Thank you for the side by side. But like,
yeah, pop that up on the screen, Bob.
So here's Nicolas Cage.
So good. No, I would say because he looks so much like him, he could probably come as a different Nick Cage every day. Yeah. Don't you think?
I just until he needs to stay in this until he says, "Put the bunny back."
Yeah, yeah. He should. He should have came with a bunny, right? Don't you think? That would have really pushed it over the edge.
Oh, it's good. It's but, good. Damn it.
But yeah, I think he's giving us a little glimpse into the fact of like, you know, maybe it's a wink. I feel like that whole video was a wink.
I feel like this his life is at this point. And maybe we got it all wrong.
Maybe the tattoo was a wink too. Of maybe. Like, I'm doing yes. the most.
Yes.
Like ridiculous
yeah.
performance
shit.
Art.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And yeah. This made me re-question my entire life today. It really sure. did. That maybe I got it all wrong, except for one thing. I think when you're rich and you have this much money mm-hmm. and you just check out and you want to do all this fucked up weird shit in life, and then you come back and you bring it all back around to this, mm-hmm. you win. And that's the point of being rich, is so that you can do shit like this. And be like, well, I don't really fucking care. And I know all of you dummies will forget about everything that you've said about me over the off season. And I can just pop up this one video and just lean into the not only the bit, but the life. I think Delco is the one who said this. Eventually, you become the bit, you know, in life. And yes, I think he's probably right.
I don't even think I have a addendum to Dan's eventually you become the bit.
OK, go ahead.
I think we just need to drop the eventually now. Because it's happening at fucking light speed.
Yeah. 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 You will, whether by your hand or Twitter's hand, you will become the character
right.
yeah.
that you are and then, pretending to be or
you
joking.
You can pull what I do and just say everything's a bit, but it's a defense mechanism yes. for something you actually want to become.
Yeah. Yes, 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 yes. Sometimes Delco gets a little vulnerable. He had a really scary thing happen this weekend, so... He's like, he's kind of rethinking life and he's very vulnerable these days.
It's
I think he's
the
being
greatest
honest.
Story ever. And I chatted, I was here working on Saturday and he popped in and scared the shit out of me. And then he told me this story and I cried with laughter. It's awful that he went through it. I don't know if you want to share it and I'm not going to force you to do it on the show. But if you want to, you can.
He shared it on Softcore. I don't know if this is a good way to like push people
Softcore
to
history?
That show.
Sure.
But
will you tell the story now if I tell everybody to go and download Softcore History, rate and review it?
Sure.
Okay, great.
Got a great episode on Hitler and the Pope.
Great. You guys just did your 100th episode too,
100th
right?
episode.
Yeah.
Hitler and the Pope. We also have really good content coming out Wednesday, but we have 40 episodes deep on the Patreon.
Great.
Patreon.com/softcorehistory, where I actually tell this story in detail, but I will give you
an abbreviated version for it,
the God. Cliff Notes version.
Yeah.
So Friday night, went out with a young lady.
It's already going slow.
I know.
Speed it up, buddy.
Got some steaks.
I'm just
some whiskey.
Kidding. No. Yeah. Well, I was born.
You guys said you had whiskey with this lady?
Yeah. Involves the meal.
Yeah, jeez.
Yeah.
You're really going into a lot of detail. Let's go. I
you had whiskey
quick.
With the lady?
Yeah.
Okay.
Steak, whiskey.
She's cool. That's
any
cool.
lady that drinks whiskey.
Establishing this is not a first date.
Okay.
Not a first date.
Not a first
she
date.
Drinks whiskey, which means she gets fucked up because no lady that drinks whiskey doesn't. Carry on.
Yep.
You know, get to the point of like, we're pretty inebriated.
Sure.
To the point where I'm like, you know, tonight, it's not going to happen for me, but it might happen for her.
Right.
So
you did what you had to do.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And we applaud.
Yeah.
I mean, we could applaud, but
we could applaud, but then tell the audience what happened to you.
All right. So, she's on top. I am obviously laying down and all of a
sudden... We spent more time on the meal. Sorry, go ahead.
It's a great
meal. Whatever, she's on top. It's like, that's what we really wanted to hear. But okay, whatever, she's on top. Whiskey dick is working because you're making it work.
Yeah,
you have no pressure.
It's good whiskey dick. I know I'm not going to come, but like...
Sure, but you're going to like figure it out for her.
Right.
All of a sudden,
feel something in the back of my throat and I can't breathe.
So her pearl earring, which I think is important because she's not 60,
no.
right?
No, but was it a real pearl?
No.
No.
Okay.
No, it
thank
was
God.
From Claire's or something.
Thank
but,
God. Okay.
But
it's what a fourth grader gets her ear pierced
yeah,
with.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Sure.
Right, you know,
well, don't
just
throw that
big
on
enough.
Me, fuck face.
Just big enough. But anyways, it goes in your throat
Yep.
Lodge's pointy side of the earring is now in your throat. Yep. You're gagging.
Well, we realize it had fallen out of her ear, and then I am, starting to choke, starting to turn a little blue.
Oh my God, dude. And your dick is still inside her at this point. Her earring is fell off into your mouth.
Mm-hmm. No,
now that you can't.
No, you didn't pull out, right? Like you kept going.
Now that you can't breathe, are you getting closer?
So I get up off the bed and I'm starting to choke and I'm like trying to give myself the Heimlich. She starts shoving her fingers down my throat, like trying to pull a
trig. And your penis is still inside of her.
Sexy.
No. Okay.
I did not. It's not like riding the bull where I was just hanging on. No.
Okay. So you guys are both now trying to save your life. You're puking. Yep. Earrings not coming up.
Yep.
But you're just puking. She has her fingers down your throat.
Oh,
you're gagging.
I'm gagging and I'm starting to get a little phlegm out, but it's not dislodging. Eventually it does, but to the point where I swallow it.
Perfect.
Yep.
And we still have not found this ear. Yeah, the earring has not emerged.
Have you shit out the earring yet?
No,
it was just
a
couple days ago.
I think it's still stuck in there.
You think it's inside your body? It's lodged in there?
Yeah, I might have to go to the doctor.
You might have to go to the doctor. You already have needed to go to the doctor. You're just delaying it at this point.
Yeah, you've got a full earring inside you, my man.
Ross, where else do you think it's going to go? Or you think it's just going to stay?
I think it's going to stay in there forever, yeah. I think it's going to be like the old lady who threw the necklace off the Titanic.
Or like a mummified thing in the stomach.
We're going to have to get James Cameron in a mini submarine inside your body to figure this out. Or Dennis Quaid. What was that movie where he was inside someone?
Oh.
Yeah.
Is that, that's not Frequency. I bet. I do love Frequency, though.
Clayne's here. What was the movie where Dennis Quaid was inside? Inner Space.
Inner Space.
Yes. Inner Space.
God damn it. There we go.
Great name. Great name, too.
Inner Space. Clayne Crawford's in the house tonight. He'll be on Drinking Bros podcast this afternoon. Flight landed safely. Yeah. You want to pop in and wave to the people? We're live on YouTube. You can wave here. You can see yourself on the monitor.
Great.
You look great.
You look really
good.
Wow,
you're shooting a movie.
Look
He's in movie
him.
Shape. Look
the
at that.
The hair is something to
look
believe
at
in.
This guy shooting a movie. It looks amazing. A
little kiss maybe on the cheek.
It's good to see you, buddy.
Maybe a little kiss on the cheek, guys. Okay.
It's going to be a fun show this afternoon, kids. Yeah, come on in. Don't worry about it. Come on in. Get him on camera there. Look at that's friendship right there.
You know what I'm
Look
excited for?
What?
You're so dainty. You're like Giorgio's body. I compare you to Giorgio's body all the time.
Guys don't like you to call them dainty.
No, you
but
do.
What were you going to say?
Because you look
about?
Great in men or women's clothes. I say the same thing about both you fucking guys. It's crazy, dude. You could put on Jesse's jacket right now.
Oh my gosh, it would probably look so good.
Oh, dude, he looked like he's on Miami Vice. I fucking guarantee it. You know, yeah, let them heavies out. There
like
we go
a,
for the
it would
audience.
Be like a Harry Styles situation,
it sure would.
Right?
Look, he would pull it off. I guarantee you this fucking fits his body, dude. And he's 6 feet tall. Oh gosh, I want people to keep this in mind.
Oh my gosh.
Look
Stop
at that.
It. Stop this
Jesus
right now.
Jesus Christ. He
look
looks even cooler, dude. This is bullshit.
Good he looks.
Look at that, dude. Son of a bitch. That's Harry Styles. That's Harry Styles' third night at the Forum in L.A.
Styles.
It's unbelievable, dude. God, you son of a bitch.
Working on a farm in Alabama heat
makes
you thin, you know.
Right? Right.
Teenage taunt.
It's unbelievable, dude. I came
it
over.
It makes me feel good, right?
No. Wait, hang on.
I'll just put the jacket back on and it'll fit the exact same way.
So I came over to pick him up at his house in LA one night to go out. And he's got it was a cooler night and he was wearing a sweater. And I was like, man, I think I've seen that sweater before. And he goes, yeah, it's Kiki's. It was his wife's.
Oh,
and
perfect.
He grabbed that on the way. You wore it out the whole night
Again.
And pulled it off. Nobody Again. Said one goddamn word to you. Now, if I would wear some shit like that out. God damn it. All night long, I'd be getting fucking hazed at the bar.
It'd be like all a tent. Long. It'd be like a tent situation.
Yeah. It'd be like Chris Farley in that goddamn thing. But for him, yeah. Third night at the Forum, Harry Styles, double waving at girls, getting away with that move too.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the Post Malone mm-hmm. one where it's mm-hmm. just like, I like you. I like you.
Yeah.
Like getting away with all that shit.
Just
it's amazing.
A fun, flirty evening with your boy.
Goddamn right. Goddamn right. Mega Millions is tonight's $810 million on the line. I bought 20 tickets. Now,
did you?
It's not good enough, I feel like. So I got big dicked today.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know a chicken shack by the name of Raising Cane's?
Yes.
Okay. Pull up the logo for the people at home who may or may not have that in that state. The CEO of Raisin Cane's today didn't get his employees, he didn't give them a raise. He said, nah, you guys don't need that. You know what you need is for me to buy 50,000 lottery tickets. So he bought 50,000 lottery tickets for tonight. And if they win, then all the employees are going to split this. Good idea or bad idea?
Gosh, I would have wanted that money, right? Right now? Gosh, they're probably like, thanks.
What if the guy from Raisin Cane's wins the fucking lottery tonight? How pissed off is America going to be?
Yeah, because it feels like cheating a little bit, right? Like if you're buying $50,000 worth.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly right. You need to maybe we spend $1 million. Right. Exactly.
Well, so I'm glad you brought that up. The mattress guy, that old fuck from Houston, Mattress Mac.
Right.
He did that one year. Was it $1.5 billion? Remember that people were losing their mind? There was lines in the streets.
Yeah.
People were getting cut. That guy bought $1 million worth in tickets. And he didn't win.
You're better off, like, you know, betting that on like a fighter or some kind of sports situation. Yeah. Your odds are a lot better.
Yeah. Oh, so right? Drake did it on Saturday night. Yeah. And he won $4 million, $2 million parlay. Did it pay off at even odds or double?
Like less than even odds.
Okay. Either way, he got $2 million for Christ's sakes. All right. Jesus Christ. I'd butt fucks the man. A live man on air.
So this would be
and a live one, not a dead one.
Shit, would you let somebody?
Sure,
shit
for $2 million.
Okay, what?
If this is $1 billion, if he wins $1 billion,
right?
Mm-hmm. I just round it up. Fuck it.
Sure.
$322,000 per employee.
Oh shit!
Which, by the way,
he could
means
probably just
pretty great.
Give that.
That every
them.
Raising no. Cane's will immediately close down.
Yeah.
Yes. Oh shit. I didn't even think about that. Yeah. Why would you come to work the next day if you got $322,000?
As soon as you get that bag?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fuck them chicken tenders.
No. Yeah. Some people have the love of the game, you know?
Some people just need to be around tendies.
Do you know the love of the game stories with these people? Do you ever follow it? I've watched the documentary on these lotto winners and shit like that. So there was one of the big ones when you and I were in LA and the guy got it down in K-Town. He was in Koreatown and he just stopped in to get Korean barbecue. His wife worked at KTLA. Mm-hmm. She was a nighttime editor, which is a brutal job.
Sure.
If you're working at a news station, it's typically 12 hours and then you're in the back. Tim Morris does it for one of the shows in Chicago. I think it's Fox. Mm-hmm. You and I were on set up there.
Yeah. Yeah.
Shout out Tim Morris. But the husband is kind of has a craving for Korean barbecue, goes into this joint. They just happen to be selling lottery tickets. He buys one ticket, goes home and starts watching it on the, cause I think the drawing's at like 11, right? Mm-hmm. Wins the fucking lottery. And he calls his wife and he's like, holy shit. So she stays and she's cracked out of her mind, tripping. And I would be too, mm-hmm. right? What do? Do you just walk out? Do you just leave? I would have during that because let's face it, is the local news in LA that important? No. Homeless people are getting fucking killed.
Right.
A bunch of rich people are getting robbed.
Right.
People shit on the streets. Like, we know the same stories in LA. It's going to be 78 degrees.
Yeah.
You're fine with that. Just walk out of the job. She stayed.
Yeah.
She stayed. But you know what time her shift ended?
Huh.
7 a.m.
Now, look, you finished the job.
You finish it even till 7 a.m.?
Finish the job and then don't go back. It's like, yeah, this is
you're fucking your friends over at that point.
Right. And you're thinking like, this is my last day at work, right? You're like, oh, I can't handle fucking, if I'm never going to work again, like I can't handle 5 more hours. Do you know what I mean?
It was,
like,
so it was about 8 hours and then you're editing. I think I would be freaking out too much to actually do my job, whatever that job is.
You know, at the very least, I would maybe put some weird porn clips. In the, you know what I mean? Like maybe like go out with a bang.
It doesn't feel like a great investment to lose a lot of your lotto winnings on the lawyers you're going to have.
Sure.
Showing kids porn peeners and stuff on a.
Now, I didn't say anything about kids.
Yeah.
Did I? Be there. I mean, watching I said, the news.
I said porn.
They're going to be there.
You go kids.
I go kid.
Peeners?
Yeah. Go kid.
Yeah.
He goes kid all the time. He just said,
I love I go this. Kid. There's a guy named Johnny Johnson. In the chat.
That's not a real
Johnny Johnson.
Mm-hmm.
There's always one guy who makes this comment and he goes, lump sum in taxes, it's much less. My God, man. I'm going to be fucking real with you here. I don't care if it's fucking $808 million less.
Right.
If you have $2 million, you've had a great day at the old J-O-B. There's always one, isn't there?
Mm-hmm. Lump sum and fucking taxes. You're not going to want to pay those taxes, dog.
Shut the fuck up. Are you kidding me? First off, it's like, no, I'm going to get paid for the next 80 years. Who, let's say you live in Missouri. What fucking guarantee is there that Missouri in 20 years is going to be able to give you a six-figure check every month?
Yeah. And guess what?
Yeah.
You take that money and then you make more money.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah, like crypto, right, Delco?
Yes. You put it all in crypto. If you win tonight, you put it all in crypto and you don't look back.
And we
you don't spend 1 cent. Yeah. You keep on working your 9 to 5.
Right after the golf show is a financial
stunts.
Counseling.
Yeah. Why anal coin's going to bring them all the way back.
Anal coin.
We're there.
No,
we're
I
there,
would
right?
Buy anal coin.
You sure would, but you wouldn't shit on Aaron Rodgers, and that makes me sad. Okay.
Gosh.
Who is that? Who are you married to? Did you ever read that story about that girl who shit on Aaron Rodgers? Yeah. That's my wife. Oh, fuck.
That's cool.
You ever see that story that went viral? Was she up at the Aubrey Marcus thing and they were doing zip lining and stuff like that? Yeah. And then she got off the zip line and then took a shit on Aaron Rodgers' chest. Like,
I was still on the zip line. Yeah. He just went under it at the perfect time.
You're pigeoning is what they call it.
Pigeoning.
Stop. Yeah. Stop it. Is that real?
No.
God. It's so good that you should trademark that immediately.
Now, here's the little known fact about Bobby Blue Eyes. He, like, as far as like names and alliteration and just like coming up with stuff like that, very good.
Yeah.
He's very good.
Yeah, one of the best in the biz.
Pigeoning. He never thought of that before, because he only does kid stuff.
That's true.
So pigeoning that's good.
That's a good one. We're stealing it.
But now, by the way, since we've thought of it, there's people that do it. They're like, they do a rope swing and 100%. The shit from the rope.
But
like,
they don't have a phrase for it. So now Bob just gave them life.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Before they were just shitting from a rope.
I'm going to take a flying shit on you.
Yeah.
It doesn't sound sexy at all.
Yeah.
Pigeoning sounds respectable. Where you're like, you want to get into some light pigeoning later?
Good. I just created a community.
You sure goddamn did.
That's very good.
Pigeoning.com. Send in all your best flying shits into pigeoning.com.
I like it.
And that's the new scat porn. Huge in Germany. It would be massive in Germany.
Right.
But the reason why Bob brings up so much kid stuff is obviously he was an altar boy. He was Catholic. And he's in the whole thing. And look, I was raised Catholic as well. Don't practice that so much anymore.
That doesn't matter.
It's more of a vibe.
It's like cultural.
It's like being Jewish. You know what I mean? It's the
You're
same
like,
thing.
I'm Jewish. Are you?
Are you? All right. Yeah. Speaking of which, the Pope. Can we pull up this picture of the Pope?
Let me find the best one.
Man, why did he do it? Do you know why
they
he
gave
did
it
this?
To, they gave
he,
it to
oh,
him.
Oh, he did.
He did. He was being polite.
No. So he starts apologizing for white men and Christians killing people, doing horrific acts in the world, everywhere else. Perfect picture, Bob. Bob is on fire today.
Oh, gosh.
Look at this. Yeah. Wow. They gave the Pope. They gave him an Indian headdress, and there he is, all slumped over with this gigantic feathered headdress on, and he apologized for all of the wrongs that Christians have done to their people.
But who gave them the headdress?
This was a Canada thing, right?
Yeah, it was in Canada.
So he was apologizing for all those like natives that died in the schools?
That was the main thing, but then he more broadly apologized for all the other stuff.
Yeah, you for Christians.
And went out of his way, by the way, to apologize for all Christians. Like, you know what? Whatever Methodists did to Indians, that's not my problem.
Yeah.
Not my problem. I'm a Catholic.
Yep.
Yeah.
Sorry. They picked the wrong religion.
Yeah, you can only apologize for yourself, you know?
That's all you can do.
Fucking denim Pope in his fucking
jeans. So anyways, they gave him this, right? Yeah. They gave him the headdress. These indigenous people that he's up on stage with, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
So what are we, I mean, who's apologizing?
When they give it to you, there's got to be that split second decision where you're
like, he's going to be rude and say no?
Do I do this? Or like, oh, hey, I'm the Pope. Did he take off his little cap?
Do you know what I mean, though?
His little Pope cap to put that on?
These old people who have never been on the internet or don't go on it very much other than to like badly Google Maps something,
right.
Give him a headdress as a sign of like, thanks or whatever. What's the Pope going to be like? Like, oh, no, people will be mad on the Twitter.
Exactly.
I cannot do it. People who hate the fucking Pope anyway.
Right? Like,
I guess, man.
I think there's more people that need to apologize than just him. Do you know what I mean? Like, he didn't buy this and show up wearing it.
Maybe
Do you know what I mean?
But what if he went to one of those Halloween stores and then just bought that and was just like, oh, fuck.
For
I got to
sure
meet these goddamn Indians today.
For sure.
What
that'd
am I
going to
put on?
Can I change your opinion of the Pope real quick?
Sure. Go ahead.
Did you know?
Uh-huh.
And I learned this on our episode because of Rob. He was a bouncer at a club in Argentina.
This Pope?
Yeah.
Yeah, because widely known that this Pope parties, right?
This is the cool Pope.
Yeah, this is the cool Pope.
And he was fucking people up in where? Brazil?
Yeah.
No, Argentina.
Oh, Argentina. That's some rough and tumble shit down there.
Bouncer.
Yeah, bouncer. The Pope was a fucking bouncer. He probably killed somebody with a rock and then found Jesus afterwards.
I bet it was.
What made him turn to Jesus after being a bouncer? Because there's always one thing. Where it's like,
Dan
all right.
was saying, like, he's probably selling drugs. Bouncer.
Was he selling coke down in Argentina?
Oh, for sure.
Yeah. Like,
yeah. He's selling drugs,
selling
right?
Drugs.
Yeah. He's on that white. He's on that fucking sniffy, dog. He's supplying to the people.
Well, he was a vessel of.
Is that the Pope in
the
a
Lord.
Roadhouse poster?
This
right
is
there?
From an article of mine from back in the day.
Come
I covered
on,
this
dude. Pop that up. This is
go
Bob's day.
I can't
this
go.
This is it's, Bob's day.
Oh, it's, yeah.
Yeah, it's all archived.
Well,
blow it up. There we go.
There you go. It's the best I can do.
The Pope nice. And Roadhouse.
Nice.
Fucking shit up, dude.
Love to see it.
So I'm assuming he had crazy sex as well, because that comes with being a bouncer where it's just like, all right, he's taking girls home from the club.
Yeah, he's
shit
fucked.
Like that. He fucked, right?
He fucked.
He fucked. He sold cocaine. Yeah.
So the Pope is part of the Jesuit order, this Pope is in
okay.
particular, and those are widely known as kind of like the fast and loose hippies in the Catholic Church or whatever. They're a little more like, they're a little cooler with like weed and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. They're a little more like, I guess socially liberal would be the way to put it, to be honest.
Right.
Like, yeah.
So the Pope did coke,
yes.
kicked the shit out of people, killed somebody with a rock, was probably selling and smoking weed, and then having graphic, unprotected sex, and then he found Jesus later on, right?
Well, listen.
No, he's always been the vessel.
Yeah.
And so it's that's what God
so
wanted him
God,
to do.
God wanted him to do that.
Yeah,
all right.
Yeah.
That's God's plan.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And they had to completely overcompensate for the last Pope, who retired, by the way, but was also part of Hitler Youth.
Yeah, fuck that guy. I never liked that Pope. I never liked that Pope at all.
Yeah.
I don't like this guy either very much, but when are we going to get the Jude Law, the sexy young Pope in there? Like, let's fucking do it. Let's get
that
somebody
hot.
That's attractive. That way, when the scandals go down where, you know, they're fucking nuns or whatever, at least you can kind of get into it where you're like, all right, yeah, I can watch that guy fuck. Pull up the Jude
it's
Law
It's never
Pope.
That, though.
Pull up the young Pope Jude Law. There's one of him in like a tiny Euro bathing suit. That's the Pope that I want. I actually want Jude Law to be the Pope. What's he doing these days? Is he doing anything? The Pope pays more than movies does.
Is Jude Law doing anything?
I
think so. He's always kind of working on something.
There it is. Pop that up on screen. This is for the ladies today out there. That's what I want our Pope to do right there. Look at that guy. Look at that guy. Okay? That's a fucking young Pope we can all get behind. Right there.
Yeah.
And then if he's got some sexual scandals in the church, who gives a shit?
Right.
Because you're picturing a hot, attractive man just boning nuns, and then you can move on with your life. Nobody's really going to care if it's attractive.
Problem is, they don't bone nuns.
Are you sure?
From what I've heard of
Bob.
The Catholic Church, I don't know.
Hmm?
Unproven.
What do we got, Bob?
For what?
I think he's laying. I think most of the popes are laying pipe with
oh,
the
historically,
nuns.
Yes.
Yes. Well, there we go.
Kids and shit.
I mean,
God damn it.
They were just kings. They were just fucking banging constantly.
Right.
Yeah.
It was the people under them. Look, I don't know.
Literally and figuratively.
Look, I don't know.
Good for him.
Unproven.
I just don't want to picture an old bag of shit like that banging nuns. Like, I don't want that. I want a younger guy that I can get into and get behind, you know?
I like that you can't stop yourself from picturing it.
Me?
Yeah.
Oh, I have to.
I just don't want to picture it.
I don't want to picture it. I have to, like, this guy. Pop him up.
So
who's this fucking
this
dude?
This is the, look up his name again. He is the youngest cardinal.
Okay.
Giorgio Marengo.
Watch out for Giorgio Marengo.
Yeah. Yeah, look at those. Put him back up on screen. Look at that eyewear. That's some serial killer eyewear. Nobody wears that voluntarily unless you're a serial killer or you're touching kids.
Yeah, not hot enough for me.
No. Like, go to fucking, what is it? Who was our sponsor for a long time on the show?
Felix Gray?
Yeah, go to Felix Gray. Get some attractive glasses and then come back and like smooth up. Make the beard look cool. Go with sideburns. Maybe some of those wolf, like those Wolfman,
right.
Hugh Jackman, straight Hugh Jackman, Wolfman sideburns.
Sure, but why is he doing that? For who?
Just for the image. Like, let's sex it up. Like, cardinals aren't sexy. I don't even know what they do. What does a cardinal do?
They don't have
It's more
sex.
A title. I mean, it's yeah. just like a it's just like a archbishop that got promoted.
Right. But before Deion Sanders made cornerbacks sexy and the cornerback position sexy, nobody cared about cornerbacks. Let's make us care about cardinals. Let's sex this guy up. You know?
Gosh.
I'm just saying, it would help. Because at the end of the day, we're all passing around baskets asking for money. Uh-huh. It'd be a lot easier if you were attractive and be like, all right, yeah, maybe I'll throw him an extra 20.
Yeah.
You know? Women hide money all the time from husbands. You think they're sure. not pulling out extra wads from the side purse where the tissues are and then just kind of stuffing it in? Now imagine if he was hot and cool and maybe you wanted to bang him. You'd throw an extra 20 in there. You know?
I mean, write a letter. See?
I will.
Write a letter.
We all know that I do that in all of my spare time. I write my congressman, senators, president. I write the president every day.
Strongly and then I'll worded.
Now I'm just going to add the cardinal to that.
Yeah.
I am.
And you're going to ask them what? To sex up the...
Sex up the the church. Let's sex up
Let's
the whole
thing.
Let's
go word thing. For word.
Dear no, Cardinal... what's it? Cardinal Johnson?
Can you please...
Is that off the cuff? Is it not Cardinal Johnson? Skippy Roy Johnson? With those glasses, that's a three-named guy right there. It's a James Earl Johnson. James Earl Ray, James Earl Johnson. Let's sex him up. Dear Cardinal James Earl Johnson, can you please sex yourself up?
Mm-hmm.
And by sex, I mean, let's get rid of the glasses. Mm-hmm. Maybe put in some fun, flirty contacts that are blue, like the sexy con. Remember the hot con that was for a while? He had the blue eyes, the black eye.
Right.
And he impregnated the billionaire's daughter on the yacht. Hot con.
Prisoner.
Yeah, let's throw that in. Let's get a nice, clean, tight shave on that beard.
Yep.
Make it look like Dan Holloway's. I don't know who does Dan's beard work, but it's nice. And it's always nicely trimmed. You ever smell it?
What?
Yeah. You ever smell it? You ever have a walk by of Holloway when he walks by?
I don't.
There is a scent, and I forget what the product is. It might be Vainglory. Whatever it is, it smells delicious. You got to do the whole thing.
And
then obviously, last but not least, you go no underwear, no boxers. You're wearing a robe anyways. Let people see it. Let a breeze go by. Mm-hmm. Just give it a little tap. Just let the head peek out where you're just like, oh, all right, cool. So you can see it when he walks. Because there's a lot of walking and then you're swishing candles and shit and whatever the smoke is in the church. Let the dong kind of hit the robe all the way down. Then the money starts really coming in, Jabes.
Yeah, I just think as far as like the branding, Catholic Church.
Right.
I think they're trying to stay away from that.
You think they're trying to distance from that?
Yeah.
I say dong it out. Let's have that dong hit the robe. Just graze the robe from side to side.
Maybe we switch the robe to like a gray sweater material.
Oh, like a gray sweatpant.
A gray jersey.
A gray sweatpant. Mm-hmm. I heard that episode of you guys on Broettes where you were talking about dudes in gray sweatpants.
Right.
And it makes your dick look bigger. Let's do that. Maybe tuck the robe inside gray sweatpants. No boxers, no underwear. Let that dong, let that hog out.
Gosh, I'd love to button up this conversation.
But we're not going to. I don't even know if we've started yet, Jesse, of where I really want to go with this today. Okay?
Yes.
Throw a half inch of cocoa butter all the way on. You got to go chest first. We go beach muscles first on the young cardinal here. Okay? Flex it up. Let's cut the fucking sleeves off that robe and go full Delco. Go full Delco with it. Let's cut the sleeves off of it. And then see what happens.
But now we're getting sexy. But none of that stuff I'm finding attractive.
Well, you
it
would
sounds more like a.
I think you would if you just gave it a shot, Jabes. Instead, we're stuck in this million-year-old tradition where it's a long red robe and there's no place to go but down. Mm-hmm. You know, just boom, down. Mm-hmm. Let's sex it up. Aaron Rodgers did it earlier.
Yeah.
We forgot about all of his failures.
Yeah, what I was going to say about Aaron Rodgers, too,
mm-hmm.
it's the same with anybody like that, that, you know, has indiscretions, you know, maybe a overdose, maybe problems. If you're talented, mm-hmm. and especially in sports,
sure,
it really just all gets washed away.
Yeah, right? It sure does.
Like
sure
the does. Next time that you're on the field. And I would say same with like actors and stuff. A Robert Downey Jr., you know, kind of keeping...
Shia LaBeouf.
He's doing drugs, though. You know what I mean? He's not like, it's not like Deshaun Watson, who's got like minimum 40 touchdowns to throw before we forgive him.
I like that you have a number on it.
Like Shia LaBeouf. I'm willing to forget that he fucking gave somebody herpes and shot a bunch of dogs.
Yeah.
If his next movie is a banger and he wins an Oscar, I'm all in. I don't care that he killed 200 dogs.
For example, Lindsay Lohan will never live down her mild child indiscretions, right? Because she just fucking sucks at everything.
Yeah.
And she cannot come out of that hole, right?
And what do you do at that point? You have to marry a rich Persian guy to take care of you the rest of your life.
You have to give it up.
Which she did. She just did that. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
By the way, Shia LaBeouf, I'm actually out on him as a method actor. I think he's a weak method actor. And I'll tell you why.
Oh boy.
So he was killing all those dogs.
Yep.
Sure, getting Fury, a real tattoo.
Right.
Yep.
To get into the role for Fury.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I believe.
Mm-hmm.
What was it for?
No, it was the gangbanger movie.
Yeah, the movie where
he lived in the tank and refused to shower for Fury. It was the Mexican movie where he also got the full chest piece tattoo and I think cauliflower ears done in some weird way or something done to his ears.
It was like the tax collector or something.
Here's what I want from him in LA. Going around killing hungry dogs, that's easy. He should have gone up into the hills and just murdered coyotes.
Yeah.
He didn't go hard enough, and that's why that movie didn't do well.
And they're easy to kill in LA, by the way.
Yeah.
Dogs?
No, coyotes.
Go up into the hills and kill like actual rich people's like purebred dogs.
Awesome. Oh, yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Fuck. That's the level we were looking for there.
Because coyotes, everybody wants them to do that. But it's
dangerous, though, right? I mean, you got to get into a pack and like, fuck what, you know.
Sure.
But coyotes is easy because they just kind of show up on your porch. So in the hills, they just kind of show up. Like every morning, I've woken up and just fucking blasted one of those things if you wanted to. They were so frail. Now,
Really hard thing to do would be you like to kill a Bieber's little dog.
Correct.
Or
now
like
you're
this.
Cooking with fucking grease.
Now it's like, how the fuck did you do that?
You find the most expensive bred dog that you could find and just blow the brains out of that fucking thing. Because let's face it, LA is hit and miss, right? Either you're shipping out overseas trying to get the breed that you want, the super small breed, and it's gonna, you know, 5-10K, or it's a rescue. It's some fucking I got a rescue dog. If I kicked open a door and let's say I was Shia LaBeouf and I saw a rescue there, wouldn't shoot it.
Sure.
I'd be like, hey, you're going to live your own fucking life and journey with this because that dog's going to tear your child's face off eventually.
Right.
So you're fine. Move on to the next house. Find the expensive breed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Then, the one that's like, could be in somebody's.
Yeah. I assume it was a method actor who kidnapped Lady Gaga's dogs all those months ago.
He could say that. Right?
You know, he shot the dog walker in the chest. And then took the dogs.
That's pretty method.
Yeah, that's pretty sweet.
Yeah, that's pretty Daniel Day-Lewis, right?
I don't know what he did for a living, that guy. But if it was method actor in L.A., let him go. He was trying to live out the role and, you know.
Right.
You did it. I mean, those were, what were they going for, 25 grand a piece, those dogs? He asked for like a ransom or something, or she put one up, I believe.
Yeah.
Didn't she put up like a $50,000 tipster thing?
Yeah, but I think she got the dogs back. It was just for her walker. Basically, she wanted to find the...
Yeah,
right?
Some woman tried to claim the $500,000 reward, and it turns out it was someone connected to her who stole them.
Yeah, was it really?
Yeah. No, she was just like, what, a cousin or fucking...
Oh, boy.
She was connected to the person that stole it, basically.
And speaking of which, so I got hooked into this... roped into the show last night. Everything is a game show, a reality show now, because they don't want to pay for sitcoms and all that other stuff. I got hooked into a show last night. I don't know the name of it, but everybody had a famous relative.
Claim to fame.
That's it. Claim to fame. Oh, sorry.
Well, reality.
I'm a dummy. Yeah. Reality. Yeah. Yeah. James, we got some sponsors to put this shit wagon on the air. Let's get into them, shall we? First and foremost, ghostbed.com/drinking bros, Jabes. The mattress of the future is what they call it.
Which one?
They're calling it the mattress of the future.
The 3D?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Of the future.
Pretty amazing.
They're going to ship those goddamn things into space, and that they're going to live on the space station now, this is what I've heard.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah. Yeah. Isn't that sweet?
That is sweet.
Yeah. So if you want to live like you're in outer space, get a goddamn 3D matrix mattress. Best in the best, 50% off that thing right now for a limited time. It's not going to be there forever. 30% off everything in the entire store with the promo code Drinking Bros at checkout. Let's go. Pillows, sheets, mattresses, adjustable bases, anything you can think of, the weighted blanket, put in the cart and then type in the promo code Drinking Bros at checkout. You are good to go. And I think, is the 40% bundle package still on there, James?
Yes, it is.
It is. That's probably the adjustable base and the mattress combined together.
Yeah. Probably because, like, what are you doing if you don't have an adjustable base?
That's true. That's true. What are you doing with your life? You know?
Sorry.
Go to ghostbed.com/drinking bros. Today, at the bottom of the screen, you're going to see a 60-month option to pay as you go. If you have decent credit, and you can combine all those deals with that and walk out of there with a brand new bedroom set for about $25 a month. Go to ghostbed.com/drinking bros today. Next up, we got bubsnaturals.com. I've been using this shit every single morning. The collagen powder. And
collagen protein and the MCT oil.
It's amazing,
powder.
Dude. Well, they're both powders, right?
Yeah.
So the collagen protein powder, they've got packs of it. So you can put it in your water and kind of bounce, or you can put it in your coffee. I like to put it in my coffee. I also put a scoop of MCT oil powder in there. It'll be your new favorite functional coffee creamer. MCT oil powder is vegan and keto friendly. It's for mental focus and energy. That's what's keeping me so goddamn sharp today, Jabes. Feel real sharp today from bubsnaturals.com. If you start using this shit, you're going to feel alive again inside. I can guarantee you that.
Right.
Promo code Drinking Bros for 20% off at checkout at bubsnaturals.com. If you don't know the story behind Bubs Naturals, it's a tribute to former Navy SEAL Glenn Bub Doherty, who laid down his life saving Americans in Benghazi. Glenn's call sign in the Navy was Bub. And so his buddies made this company, named it after him. And Bub's donates 10% of all of its profits to charity in Glenn's honor. And on Veterans Day, they donate 100% of proceeds to go to the Glenn Doherty Foundation. Go to bubsnaturals.com. Use promo code Drinking Bros for 20% off at checkout. Last but not least, Jabes, who do we got here today?
Hard AF?
Yeah, goddamn right we got hardafseltzer.com. Let's go, fam. Let's fucking go. 8% seltzers right to your face. Right to your face and body. Okay? Those seltzers are going to sneak up on you and get you, Jabes. They do every time. We ship to 41 states. Tennessee is off the board. We are live in 50 stores in Tennessee. And whoever's buying it all in Tennessee, we greatly appreciate it. In the first week alone, 11 stores sold out and they reordered yesterday. 142 cases yesterday. It's crazy. If you're in Tennessee, demand it. Go into your favorite bar or restaurant. Say, give me Hard AF Seltzer. Where's it at? Is it Best Brands? Go and get it. Now, if you're like the rest of us dummies, including us in Texas, we got to get shipped to our house.
Yeah.
And if you do, every single cent of those proceeds goes into going state by state so it can be at a regular price for a 12-pack in your stores. But let's face it, getting booze shipped to your house is a blast. Go to hardafseltzer.com today. Support the show. Do it for the brand. We appreciate it. Go to hardafseltzer.com, Jabes. Claim to fame. Everybody's got a famous relative.
Mm-hmm.
And then they all live in this house together. And then you've got to find out who the relative is, but you've got to win these challenges and they kind of give you clues and all this other shit. And I got sucked in last night. One of them is Brett Favre's daughter, Brittany. Brittany Favre is her name. And everybody in the house, because she's got like a thick Southern accent.
Sure.
Just like Brett Favre.
Sure.
Everybody in the house knows that it's Brett Favre's daughter.
Yeah.
And they were like, great. Because if you don't guess the person, you have to leave, right? Mm-hmm. And so they designate one person to guess. And everybody the entire show is like, we know this is Brett Favre's daughter. Like, let's just go up at the end, be the guesser, and then just say, that's your Brett Favre's daughter. Congratulations. Sure. You stay in the house. She leaves and that's it.
Right.
So I'm watching this whole thing and I'm like, man, this is the most anticlimactic bullshit I've ever seen. I was like, great, she's gone. She's crying the whole fucking show and everything else. And I'm like,
is that the like teaser where the other girl's like, it wasn't my idea?
Yes.
Oh, okay. That's the only thing I saw of it was the trailer. And I was just like, I don't.
So good. So I'm expecting this and I'm like, all right, cool, man. Maybe Brett Favre's going to pop out. You know, with his dong out. Who knows?
Sure.
Maybe they're going to show up dick pic of Brett Favre. I don't know what's going to happen, but I'm now resigned to the fact that she's going to get outed and that's it. Mm-hmm. About 30 seconds left in the show, they were like, great, who do you want to guess who it is? And they were like, the black dude. And it was just like, what?
Really?
And it made the whole hour worth it. And they interview the black guy for like 10 seconds and he goes, oh, they'll never guess who I'm related to. And this girl just gets up there and she goes, Laverne Cox, you're related to Laverne Cox. And the guy looks stunned.
Okay, by the way, that when I saw the trailer, that was the other thing I took from it. Look, I don't even need to see the show.
Yeah.
But anyways, that was the other thing I took was like, man, that guy looks exactly like Laverne Cox. But then I'm kind of like,
I thought it was like a relative
then I
of Prince.
Weird. Okay.
So I would have been wrong. And I mean, literally, it's like,
oh,
girl,
no, exactly.
2 seconds. Brittany Favre is crying the whole time because she thinks she's going home. And then homegirl just gets up there and goes, you, the black guy, Laverne Cox. And he was just like, what?
No, it is good to save like the people that you really do know.
Yeah. Pop it. Yeah.
To the end.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Pop and, that like, up. Pop her up on screen right there. So that's her. She kind of looks like LC from.
Exactly.
Yeah, yeah. Right? Crazy. Mm-hmm. From The Hills. Mm-hmm. Kind of looks like her, and she's fun. They're all playing a game and everything else. And then at the end, I was like, oh, fuck. All right. Well, you got me.
Wow.
64 minutes of that bullshit.
Can you put up the Laverne Cox dude?
Yeah, his name is X, by the way.
It's called Claim to Fame.
Claim to Fame. His name is, on the show, his name was X. I think his name was like Lamar something or whatever. But I wouldn't have guessed this in a million years. I was thinking Prince or Milli Vanilli. I know it's weird.
Well,
but
with my facial recognition, which is unparalleled.
Which is true. So you pop him up,
would
you have known?
Every single one.
There
That's the first thing I thought. But
really?
Then I was like, wait, is it just because he's... Then I was like kind of mad at myself.
Zoom in.
Like, why did
Zoom
you think
into
that?
His face and tell... So, could you see...
Almost exactly.
Okay.
I mean, that
so
is...
you would have guessed that? I was thinking Milli Vanilli or Prince.
I'm sorry, but it looks like Laverne Cox before.
Well, here's
before.
Here's the weird thing about that.
No, I'm just saying. And so I had to like stop myself and be like, what are you doing?
Hang on. You're actually
rude.
You're actually on fire. That's her twin brother. So like, dude, you fucking nailed it.
Laverne. Okay.
Yeah.
Now. Okay now.
Yes.
Okay now. What?
Yes.
Laverne Cox has a twin brother. Now that is a case for nature versus.
Yep.
I mean, my goodness.
So double stunned
Good
at the end
them.
Of the night. And then I was like, oh my God. And the host of it, it's funny because it's one of the Jonas brothers, but the like one of the famous ones. And then the bonus Jonas one.
Yeah, it's perfect.
Who's not famous whatsoever.
Yeah, I know, but you would never guess that he was even a Jonas. So, I mean, I think that's the point.
It is.
Yeah,
and
yeah,
so
yeah.
Like even that part was kind of genius. And I was fuck, dude, am I going to start watching this bullshit? Like, am I in now for this show?
Because
some of the other little idiots, I don't know who they are. Now, Brittany Favre, yes, I know who that is.
Okay.
But some of the other little dum-dums in there, I don't know who they are.
But that's going to be the fun part of it, of like, oh, shit.
I know. And I think I need to sit down with you, because your facial recognition is
unparalleled.
Yes.
But I actually think this show will be ruined by Google. I mean, can you not just find...
You could.
Like the name.
If you, I guess if you popped in their shit, right?
Sure.
Cause so that's what I did last night. Cause I wanted to double check. It was Brittany Favre. So I checked,
right.
I they were like, oh, this is Brett Favre's daughter. So I just typed in Brett Favre's daughter on Google and found out that it was her, right? Mm-hmm. But the other people I didn't know. So I would have to sit there all night trying to figure out who they are.
They don't give you a name or anything?
They give you like little clues and hints
Okay. That's fair.
Yeah. So it kind of helps you like go on throughout the show. Like one of the clues last night was eulogy. So I'm thinking like, because you start thinking like famous eulogies, and the most famous one that I can think of publicly was Kevin Costner's at Whitney Houston's funeral. He was in an all black church and he brought the house down. Is there another, I mean, for real, you want to talk about the best performance of his goddamn life? Imagine going to an all black church in New Jersey and giving a moving speech about Whitney Houston. Yeah. My God, not a dry eye in the house.
Yeah.
Costner, worth every cent.
Sure.
That guy.
Sure.
By the way, making 1.3 in the new season of Yellowstone per episode. $1.3 million that just got leaked. So yeah, good for him. But when I thought eulogy, I was like, all right, maybe it's somebody related to Kevin Costner. Because doesn't he have a bunch of kids and shit?
Not older kids, I don't think.
All right.
I think his kids are...
It's tough to tell some of their ages when you watch this stuff, but that's what they do. They give you little hints like that.
Okay.
I think you would crush in this show. I think if you sat down, you could probably guess almost all of them.
Yeah.
I've never seen anything like what you're able to do with your eyeballs.
Yeah. It's crazy.
Yeah, it is. It really is.
Yeah. One of my many unmonetizable talents, unfortunately.
It could
but
be
here
monetized.
We go. But now, yeah, here we go.
If this show blows up, you could do a podcast on claim to fame, name everybody in the first episode, and then boom, it's all over. You're done. Congratulations. You win. Because look, let's face it, this summer, this is the dog days until football starts. We're down to this show and then The Bachelorette, which is a goddamn train wreck.
Right.
Everybody wants the hot one and nobody wants the other one who talks with a lift like a little baby.
No, it's opposite.
No. So that's where they cock tease you in the commercials. And then once it started, everybody was going for the blonde and she had a breakdown last night. And then she goes off into a rant, which is when shit's like super deep inside your mind and then you let it all out, you're like, oh no, you could burn the house down one day if I left you alone. She goes into this story that her father never loved her.
Wait, you watched?
Because it was the last like run-up.
Sorry, I have a kid, so.
No, it was the run-up into
I have a baby, so I can't watch it. Yeah, I have a baby. You can fucking live your best life. You're watching The Bachelorette.
I can't breastfeed, all right? I can't do that, Jabes, and I'm sorry. I want to. I wanted to be the pregnant man emoji. The world won't let me do it.
Anyways, can't get into The Bachelorette.
We can't. But I just want this one line out into the world to, if you guys hear this at home and this happens to you, run as fast as you can, get in a car, run her over, maybe back it up, put it reverse, run her over again, and then get the fuck out of there. This was totally out of left field. She starts crying when like three guys in a row are like, look, I'm not here for you. I'm here for the other bitch. I'm here for this other girl. Okay? I'm here for this other hoe. All right?
Yeah.
Why doesn't anybody love me? Which we're used to. And then followed up by, it's because my dad never loved me. And then, hysterically crying, dives into the camera people's arms. And they kind of shaded him out.
Sure.
So it's just shade back there. And you can see these two gentlemen that are consoling her. Right. And that's when she blurts that out, that my dad never loved me. If a woman ever says that to you, run away as fast as you can.
Yeah.
Like, that's the ultimate telltale sign, right?
Yeah, I mean, no dads love their kids.
Your dad loves you. He said you were his favorite.
Yeah.
He told me that.
Yeah, obviously.
He told me that.
Obviously.
We were making breakfast one day.
But, like,
I just got up.
I wouldn't know.
I was kind of hungover, and then he told me that. He goes, by the way, Jesse's my favorite. And I was like, you know what?
That's
she
obvious.
Said that, too.
That's obvious.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? But still, how would I know? Do you know what I'm saying? Like, yes, dads will tell other people that they love their kids, right?
No.
The kids don't know.
We were out with your brother. Jesse's got two brothers. We were out with him the night before, I think, at a big dinner.
Mm-hmm.
And we were all drinking, whatever. Woke up a little hungover the next day. Your dad was making some eggs and bakey. And then he just said that. He was just like, by the way, she's my favorite. And I was like, fucking A, yeah.
Yeah.
I figured.
I get it a lot from a lot of different people.
But it's
but thank you, Dad.
It's better than my dad never loved me.
Yeah. No, I mean,
holy shit.
I think he was, yeah.
Because that season just started too. If that's where you're starting off at, the rest of it's going to be horrific for you.
Yeah. So I'm not going to watch.
No need.
But thank you for doing.
I'm not going to for doing God's work. Yeah. You're welcome. I'm doing God's work out there. Give me the Pope's Native American headdress. I'll wear that and watch it next week. What? I want to apologize for what we've done.
The problem with those headdresses is they just look so fucking cool.
Oh, yeah.
We can't wear them.
All of Indian shit.
They do look really good, right?
Yeah. All Native American shit looks cool as fuck.
I know.
You can wear it, but you got to go to fucking Burning Man with Aubrey Marcus.
You can't, no, but there's a certain sector of people that can get away with it. Johnny Depp is one of them. He's been dressing like a Native American since birth. One would even say, I bet you if you asked him right now, he'd be like, oh, yeah, I'm 30% Cherokee.
Oh, yeah.
30% Cherokee. Clayne and I have a buddy who claims he's fucking Cherokee. He wears a bunch of Native American shit.
Everyone kind of is.
No,
right?
We're not.
No, okay.
We're super white.
You're from Cherokee country?
I'm from there, yes. But I have no way claiming that whatsoever. Like, I'm as white can probably get. I can trace back my ancestors to the 1700s in Pennsylvania. Beyond that, I'm not going to fake it and say, oh, yeah, well, probably.
You're a Quaker?
Probably. One would imagine. I've never done the 23andMe. Jesse and I refuse to do that because we just don't care where we came from.
Yeah.
Your mom did it, remember? And that's what ruined all this shit for you.
Yeah, I know. I was Mexican, but I'm like,
I always
Greek
thought you
and Italian.
Had pacifist blood in you.
Yeah, right? Don't care.
Yeah, I don't ever care to know. Like, I'm good. Like, 300 years is enough, or 400 years. That's enough time for me where I'm like, all right, great. Before that, just say Pangea. We're all from Pangea, and we can kind of just chalk it up to that.
Yeah, I think super white people don't care, right? Because you're like, oh, I'm just a variation of fucking Irish and English or whatever.
German. If you're white, you're Irish or German.
Yeah.
What I found, every white person who wants to do 23andMe wants to find out that they were a Viking. Either they were a Viking or they had Indian heritage, some Indian bloodline that they can now start wearing turquoise bracelets and shit like that and get away with it and be like, oh yeah, glad you asked. Elizabeth Warren. Yeah, I'm 199th Cherokee or whatever the fuck
it is. I got saved. I mean, because I was really trying to get into Mexican culture.
Yeah.
And it was hard.
It was hard.
But I was like, well, it's mi cultura, you know? Gotta do it. My mom says I'm freaking half Mexican. I'm like, all right. And I'm just like, ah. Then when she was like, oh, actually, we're Greek and Italian. I was like, oh, thank God.
Yeah.
Way more fun.
I got a funner story for you. Our house is for sale, right? And I was in there grabbing some batteries and a couple hard drives. And in one of the bedrooms, I don't know if you know this, in the guest bedroom, you have a tortilla holder in there. It's still in the box. It keeps tortillas warm. You know, when they bring that to the table at a Mexican restaurant?
That was like a present
or something? I don't know. I don't know if your mom brought that from you. And then after she took the test and realized you guys weren't Mexican, she was like, I'm stashing this away in the closet.
Right.
I can't give her this gift anymore.
Yeah, maybe.
She's not goddamn Mexican.
Yeah, maybe.
I'm holding on to the tortilla warmer. It's going to stay in that closet. And it's the red one with the plastic one. It's so specific. You know it. It's from every Mexican restaurant of all time. Yeah. It's in the closet upstairs.
Oh, good.
I'll bring it for you.
Thank you.
And we'll warm some tortillas up on the show.
There we go, just like that.
And you can clap it up. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. And then, Bob, the other thing I wanted to send you here was I got a fucking thing on. I've never talked about this. So I don't know why this came to me. I'm going to text it to you, Bob. Is that cool? Because my technology sucks. Speaking of which, I'm not alone in that. Chris Pine just did an interview where he didn't have a smartphone for 3.5 years.
Yeah.
And I was like, God damn it, dude. You can do that shit when you're super rich. You know?
Yeah. Chris Pine is.
I mean, after Olivia Munn stopped texting him, there's no point.
Yeah, exactly.
That's true. It all ties back to Aaron Rodgers. He could have married her.
Freak.
Yeah, that's not an insult. I'm in love with Olivia Munn.
Oh, yeah. Right.
Yeah,
and her
text,
too.
Everyone is.
Oh, yeah.
Very fun.
Oh, yeah.
She's that's very great. Sexter.
Yes. She's awesome.
Yes.
What?
Olivia Munn. I was always trying to figure it out. I'm like, yeah, she's hot. She's funny. I mean, I get that. Why are guys so freaking into her?
Uh-huh.
The fun sexting.
Yeah. You never seen this?
I've never heard of this. No.
The shit she sent to Chris Pine?
It's like real good and fun.
Come on, dude.
I'm pretty sure we've talked about
it. I was maybe in a coma. You save that for when I'm in a coma?
Oh, did we talk about when he was dead?
God damn it. Well, I was dead and you guys are all having all this fun about Olivia Munn's
fun sexting. Dead.
Bring it up. Yeah, I haven't seen
it. Yeah, because the Mulaney stuff.
Mm. Yeah, so this, by the way, I've never talked about. Oh, you can pop that up if you want. Yeah,
and actually, the more fun thing is Bob reading it.
Oh,
yeah.
Pop it up. So this, by the way, I've never talked about this out loud. This is the death of society here. If you need a fucking burger holder, which is just half a piece of plastic, that was suggested to me on Facebook. Facebook listens to everything you do. I've never, ever talked about needing a plastic burger holder in my whole goddamn life.
By the way, I love it.
No, you don't.
Yeah, I do.
I think you just gave up on society.
No, it solves so many problems.
We're several degrees beyond them just listening to you. And like, he said burger holder.
Yeah.
Like, they've gleaned from everything else you said. They're like, this sloppy bitch.
Yeah.
And
you should take a lot more offense.
Yeah.
To getting the burger
holder.
Yeah,
they put this together. Yeah.
Now I'm pissed off about it. God damn it, dude.
Yeah, they combine your recent searches with you saying burger and like... Yeah,
that for fucker. Sure. They're like, fucker needs a goddamn burger holder. Yeah, I bet he's real messy.
Some AI, they were just like, this guy's gross.
Yeah.
He just gets food all over himself.
Sure.
God damn it, dude. Fuck you, Facebook. bring up Olivia Munn's fun sexting. I don't know what this is.
It's a lot of things where you go, I don't know if she actually will do this, but the sexting, like... saying the stuff in sext is almost a little bit better, right?
Okay. Why? Because it's in just text message form?
Because they may never get together, but at least they can like think about it.
Were they
and the
not
imagination.
Together?
I think they were together.
They were together.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
All right, great. Is there nudes too? Is that what I'm seeing?
Holy these shit. Nudes?
No, let's not show the nudes.
Yeah, we can't show the nudes, but did she send those?
It's a hack.
They're not nudes.
It's close.
It's close. Bob, let's not poke the bear.
No,
here
Bob.
On
just
Facebook.
Read us a couple bars.
Yeah, I'll read you
a couple bars.
Sing us a couple bars of this song.
And again, these are to Chris Pine.
Okay, to Chris Pine.
Here
we go.
Chris, I heart when you ... finger me in the doorway, lick my tight asshole, and choke me so hard I can't breathe. Pull
word
my hair
up,
push my head down.
Yep.
Shove your big, long dick in my mouth so deep I tear up and choke.
What?
Slap my pussy till I come.
Do you get it now?
Come on.
Fuck me in the ass, slow and good. It hurts me, but you won't stop because you know how bad I want it and how good it feels to force your dick inside my tight ass.
Oh, boy.
Slide your raw, perfect dick inside my tight, wet, warm pussy.
Oh, now we're getting somewhere.
That
okay.
I've saved just for you.
Oh, mm-hmm. so she said, I've saved it just for you.
Yep.
On top of me,
yep.
Dick in my pussy. It's so good, I can't take it. Mm-hmm. You grab my face. I look at me with the fucking look in your eyes and tell me to take it like a big girl.
Oh,
come
as
so
opposed
deep
to a little girl.
Yeah. Come okay. so deep inside me. Kiss me. Slap me over and over, harder and harder until I learn to do what you say. Heart, Olivia, XOXO.
Now listen.
Can we get applause for that, Delco? I would appreciate it. There we go.
Now listen.
There we go.
Best to ever do it, right? And I get it. We get it now.
Yeah,
right?
I want that.
Yep.
You completely get it now. Does she do all that? Probably not. But it doesn't matter.
Yeah, it doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter.
This is why when she started dating John Mulaney,
we were
like John
what?
Mulaney's going to die.
Yeah.
John can't handle this.
No.
He'll
but
be.
I don't think she.
He'll be back on coke in a week.
No.
If that's what
coke
she's
Mulaney
sending,
could.
She has vegan dogs with like breathing problems. Like that's not. But she's very good.
Does she really?
She's very good at sexting.
Yeesh. I worked with her. She's amazing. Like, and it's funny.
Sure.
Hot, bright, alerts, like great.
Wordsmith.
Yeah. And she does have a type, though. At the time when I did that thing with her, she was dating Brian Greenberg from.
How to
Make
It.
How
to Make It in America.
Yeah. And it was like, all right, cool. That doesn't seem like that's the guy that you're with if you want to be choked and fucked in your tight little asshole like a big girl. That doesn't seem like the dude.
By the way, she doesn't. She does.
What was the what? How did Aaron Rodgers fuck that up? Is what I don't understand. Well, how does he fuck up everything? You know,
he was like, "Hey, do you want to go off into the forest and let me and eight other guys do this?"
She was like, "I'm not even doing it in real life."
Yeah.
So no.
But I think she came out and said, "Like, hey, he definitely broke up with me. It was not vice versa."
So. But wasn't? Yeah. I mean, we don't want to get too much in the weeds, but I think she was alluding to him being homosexual, possibly.
Okay. Yeah, I can see that. That wouldn't shock me at all.
Yeah.
Not, and I don't
or
give a
asexual
shit.
Asexual or something, just like not wanting to do anything.
Maybe he's a watcher. Maybe that's why the whole Aubrey Marcus shit fits, where it's like, hey, dude, it's a soft swing. There's no pressure to join. You can just watch. And then if you want to join in later, fine. We're okay with it.
Lazy.
Yeah.
Yeah,
quitter.
Of course.
Fucking quitter. Man, what a wild show today, James.
Really?
Really enjoyed every single second of it, though. What do we learn here today? The Cardinal needs to sex his whole shit up.
Yep.
Aaron Rodgers. We just forgot that he has only won one Super Bowl and fucked his whole team over by taking a gajillion dollars because he showed up like Nick Cage and Con Air today. Yep. All that is done.
Love it.
Olivia Munn, best sexter of all time.
Of all time.
A goat. A fucking goat. In the Sexting Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
First ballot. Might be unanimous. I don't know that we've ever had that on this show. Might be a unanimous first ballot selection.
Yeah, yeah.
For no, Olivia Munn.
I mean, it's really top drawer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then the burger holder. Come on, Facebook. Get your start listening better. I would never use a burger holder in my whole goddamn life.
I would.
Let's send not me blame the algorithm.
Yeah, exactly. The algorithm is never wrong.
Knows you better than you.
Exactly.
You guys just see me driving down 290 and I've got a burger holder. And yeah. I'm like, hey, guys.
Yeah. By the way.
Pete Terry's just opened across the street. Which it is, by the way. They're building a Pete Terry's.
By the way, you'd use
the
it and you'd love it. And so would I.
No, I would not.
Yes.
Then you've got to clean it. Hey, can you clean my burger holder? Can you wash? Can you wash my burger holder? I'm going to have burgers later with my buds. Can you wash my burger holder? No, no, no James.
You can't
no.
sit at a table with somebody that whips that out.
You sure cannot. You sure cannot.
What if it's Olivia Munn?
Oh, that's, yep, that's fine.
Absolutely,
that's fine.
I'll
Thank
take
you.
Two.
Some people
I'll
can.
I'll take two cheeseburgers, yeah, please.
Some people can, and that's the difference.
I wonder if she orders it like that. If she ordered the burger like that, yeah, you want me to stuff this fucking cheeseburger in my fat little mouth like a little pig?
Again.
You son of a bitch.
It would be great.
I'll be your little big girl. Get me a high chair. Actually, waiter, before you get that burger, bring me a fucking high chair. This little girl needs to fucking sit up straight before she stuffs this big fucking burger in her dirty little mouth hole.
I hate to break it to you guys.
Mm-hmm.
It's never people that look like her that are into all that shit.
We don't know, but we want to believe
really
it. And
sorry,
Bob,
and you will, and that's why it's a sexting.
Well, Bob,
because you can believe it, you can suspend your disbelief, you can jerk off, whatever. But when it really comes down to it, none of that fucking shit is happening. You have to know that.
Don't ruin Bob's dreams today. We're not.
He
doing
knows
that.
It's true.
We're
he
not crushing
knows it's
Bob's
true.
Dreams
he knows
today.
It's
no,
true.
He doesn't, Bob. And I don't know if it isn't true, Bob. Okay, I don't know if it isn't true. There's certain people in this life you can say, oh, yeah, I've worked with that person. They wouldn't do that. I don't know, Bob, so I'll leave that mystery up to you, okay? I want you to have
busy
fun tonight, Bob.
To do all of that.
Can you leave Bob with some positive
it's
memories?
A lot,
Jesus Christ.
Got a lot going on.
Yeah. What are you going to tell him? His dad died next? Hey, Bob, just get a text from your mom. Your dad died. Sorry.
Kind of hope not.
Yeah.
Kind of hope not, he said.
St. Louis is entirely underwater right now. So
that's what I heard. There's a crazy flood there. What is that? Does that happen
a
lot there?
It's just fucking torrential rain. No, it doesn't happen a lot. It's really weird. Like, it's I was looking at the videos this morning. I was like, holy fuck. Like, I've never seen that.
Is Nelly going to do a concert for the city?
Yeah, I think on a barge that kind of gets lifted out of the Mississippi and just floats to wherever that barge settles.
That'd be great,
Chile,
wouldn't it?
Maybe, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that'd be fucking awesome. With he puts the Band-Aid on in slow motion.
Fried.
And says, hey, we're all injured. And then puts the Band-Aid on and then starts singing, we going down now, baby. My God, dude, the place would erupt.
Fried ravioli, is that another thing?
It's called toasted ravioli.
Mm. Oh, another thing that you guys think you fucking invented?
No, we did.
Are you
that.
From fucking St. Louis?
It's a huge city.
Yeah, it's huge.
The
Bob,
odds all right,
are not in your favor, Bob.
All right.
But the odds for Olivia Munn are, and I want you to go home with that tonight. I love you, Bob. Okay. This was Bob's day today. And okay. I'm not going to have her fucking dirty it, sully it up today. All right. She probably does all those things. She'll be your little big girl. Stuff in all the tight places that you like. Okay, Bob, go to iTunes, rate the show 5-star and leave a quick review. Also go to Spotify. Just click a 5-star and then throw your phone out the window because there's no texting on there. So who gives a shit? The advertisers love it. Me personally, I don't read anything. I don't read comments or whatever, but I love you guys and know that it'll help the show. God damn it. Today was fun. Olivia Munn does all those things. For Jesse Wiseman, a.k.a. The Javels, I'm Ross Patterson. This is The Revolution. Buenos tardes, everyone.
Good afternoon.